Will everyone in the Missouri Senate please rise for the prayer by our chaplain, Pastor Gock, followed by the Pledge of Allegiance.
From the 138th Psalm we hear, I give you thanks, O Lord, with my whole heart. Before the gods I sing your praise and give thanks to your name for your steadfast love and your faithfulness. O Lord God, you are an awesome God, worthy of our praise and thanksgiving. Let us return this day with joy and praise of you and be in your house of prayer to worship and give thanks with full hearts and gratitude. And may we express our joy that others will know your presence in our lives. In your holy name we pray. Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Secretary, call the roll.
Senators Brown, Chappelle Nadal, Cunningham, Curls, Dempsey, Dixon, Emery, Hageman, Holzman, Kevney, Kehoe, Kraus, Lavoda, Leibler, Munslinger, Nasheed, Onder, Parson, Pierce, Richard, Riddle, Romine, Sater, Schaff, Schaefer, Schatz, Schmidt, Shoup, Sifton, Sylvie, Wallingford, Walsh, Wasson, Whelan.
Senator from the 11th. Senator from the 5th, a quorum is present. The Senate is now in session. Secretary, read the journal.
Journal of the Senate, first regular session, 12th day, Wednesday, January 28th.
Mr. President, I move that further reading of the journal be dispensed with. The same refusal until we read.
Heard the motion. Those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. Reading is dispensed with. Introduction of guests. Senator from Johnson.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have some very special guests. They are rural administrators from Region 8 Public Health Administrators, and they would encourage everyone to get a flu shot this year if you haven't done that. But the folks from Johnson County are Debbie Haller, from Lafayette County, Tom Emerson, if they would stand as I call their name. And then we also have two from Benton County, from the Senator from Polk's District, and they are Linda Vibrock from Benton County and Tammy Lawler. We're thrilled to have them here in the Senate.
Let's welcome these guests to the Missouri Senate. Zach. Senator from Cole was next.
Thank you, Mr. President. It's always a pleasure to be in front of the Queen of Callaway. Mr. President, this morning I too have some very special guests to my right and to your left. It gives me great pleasure to introduce a visiting state senator, Mr. President, from Iowa. Senator Jake Chapman is here, who represents the Des Moines area. The Chapman family runs Midwest Ambulance Service based in Des Moines, works closely with Osage Industries here in Lynn, Missouri, in the 6th Senate District. Also here with Senator Chapman is Scott Nelson of the Midwest Ambulance Service and my much older, not as nice, brother John with Osage Industries. If the Senate could make the senator and his guests feel welcome
We're
today.
We're delighted to welcome the senator from the Northland and his guests from Iowa. Senator from the Kingdom of Callaway.
Thank you, Mr. President. Introduction of very special guests on my right and your left. I have my intern this year, Josh Bain from Kansas City, sophomore from Mizzou, majoring in finance. Would the body please make him welcome?
We're delighted to welcome this guest, the Senator from Callaway. Further introductions, petitions, memorials, remonstrances. The Senator from Webster.
Mr. President, a point of personal privilege.
Will be heard on a point of personal privilege.
Mr. President, I was very embarrassed, disappointed, and frustrated by what transpired here on the floor yesterday. Thought about it a lot last night. When I leave here today, as I pass a state trooper, pass a MoDOT employee, this weekend in the supermarket, as I pass a social service worker or prison employee in my district, I have to walk past them, look them in the face, and tell them in the very near future, I'm getting 11% raise, and you get nothing, zero, nothing. I think that's an embarrassment to our state of Missouri. I think that's an embarrassment to us to have this elitist attitude that Missouri ranks last in the nation in pay for state employees. The last significant pay raise for state employees is 3% in 2009. Last year, they received 1%. FY13, they received a 2%. Missouri ranks 47th in the nation on highway funding. Our schools are underfunded. Missouri ranks in the middle in education. Elected official pay raise is 11%. Our per diem is going to go up 25%. We as elected officials received an 8% raise in 2009. I find that very embarrassing, Mr. President. This is all done without me being allowed to have a voice in what was going on, without having a vote in doing this. Mr. President, it is my intention in the very near future that during the budget process, I will make an amendment not to fund this pay raise. Also, I'm in the process presently of drawing a resolution up that will change the way this process is done, that we will take a vote or we do not receive a pay raise and reverse the situation. Thank you, Mr. President.
Petitions, memorials, remonstrances, resolutions, concurrent resolutions. Senator from Buchanan.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move that House Committee substitute for House concurrent resolutions 4 and 3 be taken from the informal calendar and brought before us for a third reading and final passage.
You have heard the motion. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
And those opposed, no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. The resolution is before the body.
Thank you, Mr. President. I now move that House Committee substitute for House concurrent resolutions 4 and 3 be third read and passed. Mr. President, I promised the floor leader that I would not take more than an hour of time today. And I intend to keep that promise, and I'm going to start a timer right now, 59 minutes and 57 seconds. I also want members to know that you will not be hearing from any other members on this issue today, only myself. I do not intend to take any inquiries, so please just don't even ask me. Since yesterday morning, I've been searching my heart, and I've also gotten a lot of communications from members, some of the members in this chamber, and I have to say that I very much appreciate the words of the senator from Webster. And also, I've heard from lots of constituents. Not only my constituents, but many of your constituents have called my office because this is something that only I can do today. And I've also heard from a lot of media wanting to know, what was going to happen here. This pay raise issue is a unique issue. There is no other issue like it that will come before us. It is not a partisan issue. It is totally bipartisan. And it has nothing to do with any other substantial policy that affects the state. All it has to do with how much we ourselves will be paid by the state for the work that we do. This isn't Medicaid expansion. It's not right to work. It's not abortion. It's how much we're going to pay ourselves and how much we should be paid. And you've heard the arguments. You've heard that we pay our state workers lower than any other state. You've also heard that we pay ourselves the 16th out of the 50 states. So what I'm about to do, I have not discussed with any other senator. None of you in the room know what I'm about to do. The leadership does not know. Senator from the 23rd nor the senator from Newton know what I'm going to do. I haven't discussed it with a soul except for my family and my staff and Mr. Ertl. I did not get permission from anyone to do what I'm about to do. This is an issue that's too important to put on our leadership. In the Senate, every senator is equal. We are all equal. The pro tem does not have a higher ranking than any of you or me. And being that I am the handler of this House concurrent resolution, which has come over from the House and it was passed by them, turning down the pay raise for 163 members of the House, it falls to me to do this today, to provide this leadership. I know that what I'm going to do will cause a lot of emotion among my colleagues. And for that, I feel bad. I am sorry. But I have to do what I feel is right. And this is what is right. I don't want to waste your time talking about this issue unless it has an actual opportunity to pass. Our time is too valuable to waste when something has no opportunity of passage. It was made clear yesterday by the senator from the 14th and the senator from the 7th, although he didn't say it as clearly as the senator from the 14th, that I clearly admit that, that it was not allowed to, their intention was not to allow this to come to a vote. You know that on Saturday at midnight, the hammer drops. We will not have this opportunity again after Saturday at midnight. And I have to tell you, I know that the senator from the 14th and the senator from the 7th could tag team and they could stand there until Saturday at midnight if they wanted. I believe them, in them. And I also know that they are doing what they thought was right. They're acting from their heart. But I must also do that. So I asked Mr. Ertl to draft me a PQ motion, and I've signed it. You know, you probably think that I would be the last person in the world to sign a PQ. I'm going to lay this PQ motion right here on my desk. Timer has 54 minutes and 53 seconds. And I asked him to draft it. I want everyone in the room to have the opportunity to walk up here and sign this PQ if you want. By the time the timer goes out, I'll either have 5 signatures on there or I won't. I know that many of you will have to do some hard thinking about whether or not you think that this is worthy of a PQ. You may not. You may calculate that this doesn't rise to the level of PQing like the abortion bill did during the veto session. So you may want to go to your offices and consult with people, your staff. You may want to talk to other colleagues. Feel free. Because I'm going to be here for the next 53 minutes and 53 seconds, at the end of which, I don't know if there's any process that will occur, but at the end of that time, I will be sitting down, and you will not hear another word out of me about this issue. I will sit down, and I will remain silent after that point. Because I promised the floor leader. Now, I was told today by Mickey Wilson that he found an error in the fiscal note and that the cost of the pay raise is much higher than originally that they thought. And he just came to me this morning, actually, with that. And so this is another reason why we have to have an opportunity to vote on this. I know that, you know, that many of you feel that the salary of a legislator is too low and that you think that it's you're worthy of getting paid more. I respect that, but I just cannot in good conscience allow for the state workers to get no pay raise at all when I didn't do everything in my power to give the opportunity to pass. You know, this is a unique thing right now. The law says that we have to do this by Saturday at midnight. If we had until the end of session, there's no way that I would be doing this today. But it's a Thursday. You're time limited. The floor leader wants to bring up a bonding bill, and I respect him for that. And that is why I'm doing this. I hope I have, there are 2 signatures on the sheet. I hope that more of you will consider this and come over and sign that. The balance of the time that I'm going to talk here, I want to talk about what I'm grateful for in life. I don't think I need to talk about this issue anymore. I want to talk about what I'm grateful for. And I asked my wife to give me some ideas of things that I could talk about. And she texted me a list of things. And I have to tell you that at the top of the list is my wife. I am really grateful for her. She has been the light of my life. And I don't tell her that often enough. And I'm also grateful for my children. My son, Robert, is 25 years old, and He graduated from Harvard, and he's just the best son a person could have. I'm also grateful for my daughter, Renee. She's 23 years old, and she's going to school at Northwestern, and I couldn't ask for a better daughter. The rest of my family, my mother just turned 99 the other day, and absolutely the best mother that a guy could have. She's still pretty healthy. I'm grateful for that. She uses a walker to get around. Can't see very well. She can't hear very well either. And she is not in very good health. I hope I have her a year from now when she turns 100. I'm also very grateful for the freedoms that I enjoy. Living in the United States of America is an awesome thing. And my ability to run for office and stand here and be part of the Senate is something that I'm very, very grateful for. And the fact that I can participate in this process. And the other freedoms that I have, the freedom of speech and the freedom of religion that I enjoy, and all of the other things in the First Amendment that guarantee that I'll be able to have a good life. I'm also very grateful to be alive. Just the fact that I wake up every day is a good thing. grateful to breathe and to be able to take air into my lungs. And grateful that I'm able to learn things, that I have the ability to learn new things all the time, and that I'm able to read and hear music and enjoy arts. A lot of these things, my wife actually texted me things to remind me of things that I'm really grateful for. And also my ability to see, to take in the beauty around me. These are wonderful gifts that make my life better. And my ability to enjoy food and to taste, especially some of the wonderful cooking that my mother and my wife have provided to me. Another thing that I'm very, very grateful for is the gentleman in the parking garage when I walk in every day. And I got his name. His name is Rick Bishop, and he's an officer in the Capitol Police. And every day as I drive past the guard shack, Officer Bishop smiles at me with this gigantically big smile and waves at me. And every day that lights up my life when he does that. And I have resolved to send him a thank you note for making my life so much better. And I would encourage you guys to do the same, because he really is an awesome officer. A second. Got to keep looking. Also, I'm grateful for my ability to adapt to situations. This is taking a lot of adaptation today to do this. Isn't a really easy thing. At this point, I want the senators to know that I have the required 5 signatures on this PQ sheet in order to bring this to a vote on whether or not we will vote on the main motion. And so now the game has changed a little bit. Knowing that there are the required 5, each of you should factor that in to your thinking. Maybe you might want to come and sign this document with a little bit more. You know, maybe you might change your mind at this point and say, hey, we're going to have a vote. I want my name on that sheet. That would diffuse the responsibility for that quite a bit. So I'm not planning at this time to automatically just make this motion. What I'm planning to do is give the members a little bit more time to think about that now and to come down and consider signing on to this. Because the game is a little different now. So, and I want to just very much thank the senators from the 31st and the 5th and the 19th and the 6th who have signed this. Obviously, this isn't a partisan issue. We have a Democrat senator who's also signed on, and I very much appreciate that. So we will be voting on whether or not to allow this to come to a vote. I also am very thankful for the friendships that I've made in life, especially for my fellow senators. Each one of you means an awful lot to me, and the friendships that I've made in the Senate are without compare. Nothing is like being in the Missouri Senate. And when I run into any of you, or actually even any of the representatives that I served with, it's an interesting experience because I might be anywhere in the state at any time, and instantly we have a bond when we meet that we set together in the legislature. I'm grateful to be in the Senate rather than in the House. Some people say that the House is like a circus and the Senate is like a club. It's so true. And I'm able to talk. I remember when I was in the House, the floor leader would come up to me and whisper in my ear, and it was Senator Crowell. I mean, when he was a rep, he was the floor leader. And he'd come and whisper in my ear, and he'd say, "Sit down, or I'm not going to go to your bill." And I respected him for that, because he knew that anything that I said at that point regarding that bill, that, you know, my own bill, was unnecessary. I mean, we were in the majority at the time. It didn't really matter. All we were doing was wasting time and taking time away from other important bills that were to come before us. And it's ironic that this very desk was Senator Crowell's desk. And, you know, he was just a wonderful, wonderful colleague to have. I want each senator to know that what I'm doing right now, I know will maybe cause each of you to have to make a tough call that will affect your lives. And I understand that, and know that because of what I'm doing now, it's possible that your paycheck may be a little smaller. Or, I mean, I don't know what the outcome of the vote will be, but I realize that. But I also have to tell you that, like the senator from Webster, I just don't think that I want to be driving past that highway patrolman or that corrections worker or any other state worker and know that I didn't do everything in my power to stop myself from being advantaged over them. And the reason is that I'm grateful for that. I'm grateful for those state workers and everything that they do. The highway patrol, when I see them driving down the road, I'm very grateful that they're there protecting me and protecting my family. And they deserve this raise far more than we do. And when I go to the prison and I see the corrections officers, I know that what they're doing is protecting my family by keeping people that could hurt my family safely away and keeping my family out of danger. And those people haven't received a raise for a long time. And I just would hate to take a raise knowing that they aren't, while they're doing such an important service for my family. And all of the other state workers, the people that are toiling away on behalf of us, I'm grateful for them. I'm glad they're there. And it would make me feel bad to put myself in a position where I was getting a raise and they weren't. There are 38 minutes left on the clock. I kind of feel like it didn't take me the whole hour. I have 6 names on the list. I'm going to wait that other 8 minutes, so looks like I'll only take up a half an hour of the floor leader's time. And I figure that 8 minutes is long enough to to give each senator an opportunity to come up and sign this. It's kind of going to be a historical document, so I want everybody to have that opportunity. So anyway, what else am I grateful for? I'm grateful for the Masonic Lodge. That has been a light in my life. The Masonic Lodge in Fillmore, Missouri, Lincoln Lodge number 138. And when I first went into the General Assembly as a representative, the treasurer of the Lincoln Lodge, which happens to be in my district, invited me to come and be a member. And I went, and I really enjoyed it a lot. And one day I was told that, by the way, we've nominated you for one of the positions in the lodge. Well, I had made the mistake of not being there. And so I said, fine, what do I have to do? And the answer was I have to turn the lights off and on at a certain point during the procedures. And so then the next year, I was told, wow, you have been appointed to this other position, the next one in line. And I asked what I had to do, and I didn't have to do much. I just had to walk around a little bit. And so year by year, I kept finding that they kept, without my knowing it, nominating me to another position in the lodge until last year I was the master of that lodge. And that means that I was kind of like the president. And it was one of the best experiences that I've had. And I know that I have other lodge brothers in the Senate here. And so I just want you to know that I'm thankful for the lodge. And it was a real light in my life. I also have a black Labrador, and her name is Jazz. And I used to be the doctor on TV that would answer questions from viewers. It was called Live at Five. And for 8.5 years, I went on every week on a TV station. Okay. Still, thank you. I remember that. And every month or so, the Humane Society would bring in some animals, and I would hold the animals for that segment. And one day, a lady brought in a sort of a black Labrador and a mongrel dog. And I was kind of holding this mongrel dog, and I saw the black lab, and I said, I'll trade you. And so she let me hold the black lab. And I fell in love with her within just seconds. And the next day, I went and adopted her. And since that time, she's been the best dog I've ever had. She can sit, stay, lie down, come, fetch, get her ball, get the paper for me in the morning. I open up the door, she runs out into the yard, gets the paper, brings it in to me. She's an amazing light in my life. I also have a couple of cats, and their names are Calvin and Hobbs. And when I practiced in a strip mall medical practice several years ago, they were kittens, and they just showed up in the back there. And since that time, they have turned out to be just wonderful cats, and I'm very grateful to have them. I'm also very grateful for the home that I live in. I'm luckier than the average guy. I have a nice, good-sized house, although it's not huge. And it's very pleasant. I live on a kind of a cul-de-sac so that there's very little traffic in and out of there. My cats will actually sit in the street, and all the neighbors know them, and I don't feel that they are at any risk. So I'm grateful for that, and as well, I'm grateful for my neighbors. I've got excellent neighbors. The guy that lives to the left of my house is a retired person, and he keeps watch over my home. And he actually comes and will plow my driveway sometimes. He's got a snowblower, and he blows the snow off of my driveway without me even asking. And the person to the left of me, of the other side, to the right of me, he's a anesthesiologist, and he's the best neighbor that a guy could have. Mr. President.
Seek recognition.
Point of personal privilege, Mr. President. Mr. President, the senator from...
Wait a minute, Senator. I recognize you to ask you for what purpose you rose. You do not have the floor. The senator from Buchanan has the floor. Senator Cannon, do you yield the floor?
Ask that we stand at ease for a minute. I would seek unanimous consent to stand at ease for a minute.
Does any senator object to that request? Hearing none, we will be at ease.